Today, President Bush reassured seniors in Florida that millions of doses of flu vaccine are on hand and millions more are on the way. The president was speaking at a campaign rally in the crucial swing state. As Florida's polls opened for early voting yesterday, there were already scattered reports of voting mishaps and long lines. A computer crashed in Orlando, Florida, interrupting touchscreen balloting there. There are also lawsuits alleging that thousands of Floridians have been denied a vote for imprecisely filling out registration forms. And Florida is not the only state in which issues of voter access as well as voter fraud have surfaced. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has this report.
Voter access and voter fraud are like siblings who complain that the other gets too much attention. Voter access means assuring that everyone who's eligible to vote is in fact allowed to vote. Voter fraud is the problem of someone voting who shouldn't be allowed to vote. In general, Democrats tend to worry about voter access, Republicans worry about voter fraud. The title of a report, co-authored by the NAACP, sums up the Democratic view on voter access. It is called The Long Shadow of Jim Crow, Voter Intimidation and Suppression in America Today. The Republican National Committee is making a push to highlight what it calls instances of voter fraud. Jason Mauck, spokesman for the Ohio Republican Party, says chicanery is widespread in his state.
The level of fraud in Ohio in this election is unprecedented. We have never seen this kind of a fraudulent activity.
One of the cases Mauck cited concerned a Toledo area man who allegedly filled out voter registration cards in exchange for crack cocaine. Even if the allegations are true, it's questionable if the forms he filled out using names like Dick Tracy and Mary Poppins would have resulted in any fraudulent votes. Mauck blames most fraud, though, on outside groups, non-Ohioans, who have registered tens and possibly hundreds of thousands of new voters in his state. One such group is ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. ACORN itself has been accused of dirty tricks. For instance, in Minnesota, a former ACORN employee was found to have voter registration forms in his trunk. The forms had not been turned in within 10 days of being signed, as the law requires. Stephen Kest, ACORN's executive director, says that particular former employee did the wrong thing, but as soon as the national organization found out, it took steps to correct it.
We've had probably over 4,000 people doing voter registration for us, and you know, a few bad apples. But on the whole, this has been a hugely successful drive in bringing new voters into the process.
While ACORN is a nonpartisan organization by the letter of the law, it is clear that their efforts to register African Americans and the poor will help Democrats. Heavy Republican political donor Nathan Sproul ran into trouble last week over his multi-state voter registration efforts. In Nevada, a former employee came forward with evidence that he had ripped up the forms of people who registered as Democrats. He says he did so at the insistence of his boss. Sproul's firm drew the attention of Oregon librarian Megan O'Flaherty a month ago when it sent her a letter asking for permission to register voters outside the library. The letter began innocuously enough.
Our firm has been contracted to help coordinate a national nonpartisan voter registration drive, America Votes. America Votes is in italics with an exclamation point, in several states across the nation. We are hiring workers throughout your state to register people to vote in the upcoming elections. We would like to be able to register people to vote in front of your location.
But O'Flaherty, after some phone calls and net searching, determined that Sproul and Associates, the same firm as in the Nevada case, had appropriated the name America Votes from the real America Votes, a Democratic organization. They were denied the opportunity to register voters inside the library. The Oregon Attorney General is looking into the matter, as are officials in Nevada. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.